Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, if you've stepped into a retail store recently, maybe one with younger staff, you might have experienced it. That sort of pause, people are calling it the Gen Z stare.
Right, that moment of silence.
Yeah, and it often gets read as, you know, disinterest.
Fair.
Or even being a bit rude.
Like a blank look, no immediate, how can I help, just waiting.
Exactly. And it's not just something you notice offhand. It actually went viral on TikTok, sparked a lot of debate.
But what if it isn't really about apathy? I mean, what if that pause, that stare, what if it's actually a critical signal?
A signal? How so?
Like a diagnostic light flashing, telling us something important about how we need to train and support this new generation of workers.
Okay.
So today's deep dive is all about unpacking that. What does it really mean? What are the implications for retail? And crucially for you listening, especially those of you familiar with platforms like Insight, how do modern training tools address these exact challenges, turning them into, well, opportunities?
And we're basing this on recent industry analysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including that piece, the Gen Z stare, what retailers need to understand.
Exactly. That's one of our key sources.
Okay, so we've set the stage. Let's dig in.
Huh.
What exactly is this Gen Z stare we're talking about? You mentioned that frozen or wide-eyed look.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's like a momentary freeze or this wide-eyed, maybe slightly bewildered expression. It happens when younger workers face, you know, routine questions, unexpected stuff, or just awkward moments with customers.
And older generations might see that and think.
Well, the common interpretation is lack of engagement, or they didn't understand, or they just don't care, disinterest.
Uh-huh.
But if you actually look at the research or listen to Gen Z themselves, it's a different story. They'll often say that stare is... it's the visible sign of intense internal stuff going on, like processing stress or social anxiety.
It's overwhelm.
Exactly. Overwhelm, especially in those real world face-to-face interactions where the script isn't clear. They're not sure how to respond, so they pause. It's like their system is momentarily overloaded.
That completely reframes it. It's not laziness, it's processing.
Right.
So if the stare is a signal, then figuring out what it's signaling is key. You mentioned experts have weighed in.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying about why this generation responds this way? Is it really not about, you know, lacking common sense or work ethic?
No, absolutely not. That's the lazy conclusion, frankly. The consensus among psychologists, generational experts, It's clear. This isn't laziness. It's a direct byproduct of their unique formative experiences.
Like what specifically?
Well, think about it. They grew up digital first. Answers are usually just a quick search away. Most communication through a screen.
Okay.
Then... their key social development years, hit by the pandemic, isolation, fewer chances for those nuanced real-time social practices.
Right. Less practice reading cues and reacting on the spot.
Precisely. So maybe a lower tolerance for ambiguity in face-to-face situations and potentially higher performance anxiety when things are unscripted. They're not disengaged. They're adapting. They're trying to operate in a world, a workplace, with rules that feel different from their native digital environment.
So that pause,
yeah.
The stare, it's like they're trying to download the right response, but the connection is slow in that moment.
That's a great way to put it. They're trying to process it all in real time.
So understanding this.
Yeah.
It's not just about knowing the product knowledge. It's about navigating the social dance, too.
Yeah.
And that's where the overload happens. Which brings us to the big question for the retail execs listening. Why should you care deeply about this? Beyond just a generational insight, what are the real business implications?
Oh, the implications are huge, and they directly impact your bottom line. I mean, retail is human interaction, fundamentally.
From the greeting to the sale.
Exactly. That first hello, the product device, the checkout. Your frontline associates are your brand in those moments. They shape the whole customer experience.
And Gen Z is a growing part of that front line.
A major part. Data shows they're a significant and increasing share of new hires. So understanding how they tick, what they need to succeed, it's not optional anymore. It's critical.
And if you misinterpret the stare,
you miss a huge opportunity. You see it as a character flaw, maybe poor motivation. But these employees, they want to do well. They really do. But if our traditional training methods leave them feeling unprepared, unsupported, maybe overwhelmed, you see the results.
Like higher turnover.
Definitely. Higher turnover, especially among new hires. Lower customer sat scores because customers feel ignored or unhelped. Even smaller basket sizes, potentially, because associates lack the confidence, maybe the skills, to upsell or recommend effectively.
So it's not just an awkward moment. It actually hinders business.
Directly. It impedes conversion, loyalty, everything you're aiming for.
Okay, the stakes are definitely high. So if those old methods, the manuals, the static PowerPoints aren't working, what do we do? How do we rethink training for this reality?
That's the core question, isn't it? You nailed it. You can't train this generation effectively with a dusty binder or a click-through slideshow they do once and forget.
Because they grew up differently.
Completely. Mobile devices are like extensions of themselves. They consume info in small, engaging bites. They expect personalized, on-demand everything, including at work.
So when they hit that pause, that stare moment with a customer,
that's the exact moment effective training needs to activate. Not just policy points, but clear, practical guidance, showing how to respond, explaining why it matters in that context, defining what success looks like right then and there.
Actionable guidance in the moment.
Precisely. Delivered exactly when that cognitive load gets too heavy.
Okay, so it's about supporting the doing, not just the knowing. What does that look like in practice? What are the key features of training that really works for Gen Z?
Well, connecting it back to the big picture for you as executives, the data is really clear. Gen Z thrives on context, clarity, and coaching. And it has to be delivered in a way that fits their natural style. It's not just preference. It's about effectiveness, how they learn best, how they retain it, how they apply it.
So what are those characteristics?
I'd say there are four essentials. First, mobile first.
Not just mobile friendly, but built for the phone.
Exactly. It's their primary tool. Delivering training content right to their device makes it part of their flow, not an interruption. Think of their phone becoming an on-demand job aid, a mental in their pocket.
Okay, mobile first. What's next?
Second, video rich and visual, highly visual. Think TikTok meets retail ops.
Short, punchy videos.
Yes, short, engaging videos showing real scenarios, demonstrating how to handle something, how a product works. That sticks way better than reading slides. It taps into how they already consume information.
Makes sense.
Third, on-demand and repeatable.
Yeah.
Gen Z values autonomy. They like learning at their own pace. So a platform where they can revisit a module, get a quick refresher, search FAQs in the moment, that builds confidence. They can solve problems themselves, reducing reliance on managers for every little thing.
Empowers them more. And the last one.
And finally, fourth, it needs to be two-way. Interactive.
Not just top-down information push.
Right. Feedback isn't just one way. Building in things like quick polls, prompts, maybe short quizzes, it keeps them engaged, gives them a sense of agency, and crucially, it gives you, the leaders, valuable data. You see what's landing, what's not, where you need to adjust in real time.
That framework sounds powerful. Mobile first, video rich, on demand, two-way. But, you know, for an executive managing maybe hundreds, even thousands of employees across different stores, implementing that sounds like a huge practical challenge. How do you ensure consistency? How do you make it work smoothly on a busy sales floor? This is where platforms like Insight become really relevant for our listeners, right?
Absolutely. That's the critical bridge. The challenge isn't just having mobile training. It's making it work effectively in the chaos of retail reality. Consistently across the whole organization. And that's precisely where a platform like Insight really comes into its own. Remember, it's developed by MMP. They've got nearly 30 years focused specifically on retail performance, designing tools for field teams.
So Insight isn't just software. It's built with that retail context baked in.
Exactly. It's purpose-built. It understands Gen Z's learning style and the operational demands of your stores. It's designed to support this new generation effectively.
Okay, so let's connect the dots explicitly. How does Insight deliver on those four characteristics we just talked about? For executives already using Insight, what are the key features that really nail this for Gen Z and modern retail?
Right, let's break it down. Insight tackles these needs head on. First, that mobile-first learning design. It's built for in the flow of work. An associate needs help with a product feature while with a customer.
They can pull up a quick video right there.
Instantly, on their device, without leaving the sales floor. That drastically cuts down that processing pause, that stare, because the answer is right there.
Okay, huge. What about video?
It leans heavily into short-form video content. Just like we discussed, it mirrors how Gen Z naturally consumes info, makes training engaging, digestible, much more memorable.
And the on-demand app.
Covered. Plus, Insight allows for custom branding and interface design, which sounds small, but it's vital for consistency and adoption.
So it feels like their store's tool, not some generic app.
Exactly. It feels integrated, intuitive, less like mandatory training, more like a helpful resource.
And the two-way interaction and connecting it to results.
That's key too. Insight has built-in coaching and task management. It's not just about learning content. It's about connecting that learning directly to outcomes.
Like better sales, better service.
Right. Ensuring knowledge turns into better performance. You can even deliver real-time nudges to reinforce good habits.
And for the executives, the data.
Crucial. Robust analytics. You get real-time visibility into what's working, who's engaged, where you might need to tweak the training. You can see completion rates, engagement levels, even correlate training activity with actual sales performance.
So you can measure the impact directly.
Absolutely. We've seen retailers use Insight to target specific things, like social anxiety around greetings. They built micro-learnings for it.
And saw results?
Yeah, like a 15% improvement in positive initial customer greetings within just 3 months. That directly impacts first impressions, customer perception. It's tangible. The big difference, really, is that Insight isn't just tech thrown at a problem. It pairs the tools with a deep understanding of how people learn, especially this generation, and a real commitment to supporting those frontline teams. It addresses the stare by building competence and confidence proactively.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you as a retail leader listening today? The core message seems clear. The Gen Z stare. It isn't a failure. It's more like a flag.
A flag or a diagnostic light, yeah.
It tells us today's workforce needs something different. More clarity, more immediate support. Training that actually meets them where they are.
Instead of us expecting them to just adapt to old ways that maybe never worked that well anyway.
Right.
And that really raises a key question for every retail executive. Are your stores genuinely aligned with the needs of your modern workforce? Or are you just sort of aware of the changes?
Big difference between awareness and alignment.
Huge. Investing in understanding these needs, delivering training through platforms like Insight that are built for this, It's not just about reducing awkward pauses. It's about empowering your teams, enabling them to deliver truly standout customer experiences.
Turning that potential generational disconnect
into a real measurable competitive advantage. Transforming that moment of anxiety into a moment of confident connection.
Okay. Powerful stuff. So here's a final thought to leave you with. If the stare is a processing pause we can learn from and support, what other behaviors or challenges you might be seeing in your workforce, things that seem negative on the surface, might actually be valuable signals. Signals pointing towards needed innovations in how you train and support your people. What else is waiting for you to decode?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.